is a gift from you.
All right, good day. 7.5 the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler. I must admit something as we get started in the conversation of this hour.
Yes.
As we look for the facts, the information, Jennifer's going to update us on the medal count and what's happening at the Olympics. But I was reminded of infallibility a few minutes ago.
Yes.
I had maintained my correctness.
The inability to be Jimmy Fallon?
Me?
Is that what infallibility means?
Oh, Richie. All
right. He's so good, isn't he?
I see what you did there.
Uh-huh.
He is a punny, punny man.
Is that like incommobility?
Incommobility, yes. Right.
Okay, so I said, with my tongue firmly implanted in my cheek, I was talking to Tom Parsons, who is here for bestfares.com. Talking about travel and stuff, and I was in a way, anecdotally referencing the airline pilot who defected to Switzerland earlier this week, and I said that it was Emirates, and he said no, and I said yes, you want to bet? Well, normally, that sounds, when you hear that, it sounds either arrogant, or this guy's really sure of himself,
yeah,
I wouldn't bet against him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so happily, Jennifer...
Not happily. I was trying to help you, actually.
She was happily. She was happy to tell me that I was wrong. It was Ethiopian Airlines, not Emirates. But you know what? One of those airlines in the Middle East that begins with an E, they're all the same,
close,
right?
Yeah, enough. I mean, I'm with you. It's close.
Yeah, right, yeah. So I said that was the first time in my life I was wrong.
How does that feel? Are you doing okay?
Yeah. Well, other than the sort of chuckle that we can all get, there's a reminder there. For most of us, when we are not right, when you make a mistake, do you acknowledge when you make a mistake that you have made a mistake?
Yes.
I mean, this was a laughable, silly thing, but it brings you back around to thinking about your own perfection or lack thereof.
Well, in this business, too, we have a lot of numbers, we have a lot of names, we have a lot of everything that flies through our brains, and sometimes it just gets assigned to the wrong file.
Well, but in this circumstance, I just think there are a lot of people who always have to be right. They've got to be the smartest. They've got to be the best. And we aren't any of us the smartest, and we aren't any of us the best. We aren't any of us on the top all the time. Some days we may be the smartest. Some days we may not be. Some days we may be the best at what we do, and some days we may not be. There is no such thing as perfection other than that which created us. And some people wonder about that. But you are all a work in progress. Richie is, thank heavens. Kenny is, thank heavens. Jennifer is, thank heavens. I am, for sure. We are all working, some of us more diligently than others, some of us better than others, but we all still are working on our own believability, fallibility, the old... whatever it takes to be right, you know, that kind of stuff. It doesn't play well, and it doesn't pay anymore. I don't think it does, anyway. I think the best thing you can all do is admit when you're wrong and move into a place where you fix the problems that may be wrong, but you don't dwell on them. You keep moving. You can't be if you're moving, you cannot be a target, right? How do you hit a moving target? Very hard to do that. And so I suggest that's probably a lesson that I learned that I was happy to learn. So thank you. Even though it wasn't that serious, but it does sort of point out that we all make mistakes. What are you laughing at?
You're just funny. You're like, thank you. Even though it wasn't that serious, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about the United States of America versus the Russians versus the people from the Netherlands, those French. Where's Pierre, by the way? Is Pierre?
Pierre has a few days off here.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
He has a frog in his throat.
All right, so Jen, where are we? We've been bumped out of first into third.
We've been bumped out of first. Let me give you the rankings for the top seven. Switzerland at number 7 with 11 medals. The Netherlands at number 6 with 22 medals. But all of them, well, not all of them, but 9 of them are bronze. Russia is number 5. They have 7 golds, 9 silvers, 7 bronze, and 23 total medals. Germany is at number 4 with 16 medals, but 8 of those are gold. The United States in the third position. We fell from first from just a few hours ago, actually. 8 golds, 6 silvers, 11 bronze. Total medal is 25, so we actually have the most medals.
Yeah.
But Canada snuck in front of us. They've got 8 gold, 10 silver, 4 bronze with 22 medals. And Norway still plugging along. The most gold medals out of anyone. 10 gold medals, 4 silvers, 7 bronze. Total medal count for Norway, 21. So they're in first place.
Very, very nicely done, Jennifer. Thank you for that. Meanwhile, a couple of states with some of the nation's lowest smoking rates, considering cracking down even more by raising the age to 21, where it's where you can legally smoke tobacco. And you'll be interested to know one of those states is Colorado. Why do we find this interesting? It's Utah and Colorado, by the way.
Legalized marijuana.
Yeah. Yep. The you can, in Utah, at 18, buy tobacco products. In Colorado, 20. So they want to move them. Both states want to move it up to 21. And I don't think there's a problem with that. Other than it just seems to many people, they raise their eyebrows because they think what Jennifer just said. There's been a lot of discussion and a lot of the talk radio programs the last couple of weeks about the government. And by the way, Colorado expects to make $184 million in tax revenue this year alone with the legalization of pot from taxes on the legal selling of marijuana. $184 million.
People in that movement justify that smoking marijuana is not bad for you, though.
Oh, sure they do. Yeah. They don't. There's no equation for them between tobacco and,
yeah,
and marijuana.
The feds are going to get into this soon.
How do you figure?
They're worried about the quality.
Quality of the pot?
Of the pot.
Really?
And saying that some of it is possibly dangerous. So you're going to see the feds getting in here. And within 5 years, I guarantee the feds are either making or overseeing the making of the marijuana.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you want to hear something?
Even though the feds haven't legalized the smoking or sale of marijuana, they will oversee it.
Okay. So this is the federal. This is the same government that is now in the process of making a pizza that lasts for years. The Framingham Metro West area of Massachusetts is home of a research lab, the military lab that does research on all sorts of things for the U.S. military. Is located in Natick, Massachusetts. And they're closing in on a recipe that doesn't require any refrigeration or freezing of pizza that will last for 3 to 4 years just on the shelf. Now, can you imagine what that stuff... This is, by the way, research that's cost millions of dollars. They've done it because many people in the military find that when they're out in the field, they miss pizza. So these guys are trying... Apparently, soldiers have been asking for pizza a long time. They don't want... They want to have a little bit of pizza in their field rations. So... As a result of that request, they want the government to find a way to preserve pizza so they can take it out in the field. They want good pizza, so they say. Why wouldn't you're in a backpack and you carry some pizza with you?
Why not?
Pizza is one of the most requested items when soldiers are asked what they would like to see in their rations. So scientists at the labs in Natick, Massachusetts, they couldn't figure out what to do with the tomato sauce, the cheese, the toppings, all that stuff, the dough. Because if they tried to save it, it would be all soggy, and nobody wants to eat soggy pizza, right? So in the past couple of years, the research has shown a way to get the moisture out of this. And so apparently they're using a lot of sugar and salt and syrups to preserve the dough and thus preserve the pizza. They've so far spent $14 million on this work to make sure that they can have pizza now to go out in the field with soldiers.
You know what? I normally wouldn't be for all this.
Uh-huh.
But if it provides soldiers comfort, I'm okay with it.
I don't mind providing them with comfort, but what is this stuff?
I know. If it stays on a shelf for 4 years, it's going to stay in your body for that long.
What are you giving to the soldiers? What are they putting in their bodies? It can't be anything that's any good for you. I mean, how do you preserve it? It'd be the same as trying to preserve spaghetti. How do you preserve spaghetti? You preserve you know, you put it in the refrigerator. Can you even freeze spaghetti? I suppose there are frozen meals,
yeah,
right, that are spaghetti.
Yeah, you can do that.
So you cook spaghetti
and you
put it in.
And you freeze pizza. I mean, look how many frozen pizzas there are.
Yeah, but they taste like cardboard. You haven't, there's Del Giorno.
DiGiorno. My favorite, and it's so filthy, and I haven't had one in a really long time, is Tombstone. Have you guys ever had a Tombstone?
Oh, I love Tombstone, yeah.
There's something so delicious about that, and I know it's
Is that a frozen pizza you get in the store?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
But there's something pretty tasty.
All right. Tasty we like. Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and Doug with the latest news on the deal that you've been asking about for Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus is a product that boosts your nitric oxide levels, which is a hot thing now in health and well-being. You got to get more blood around to your body, and the nitric oxide that's in L-arginine, which is a product that is available as a supplement, you can get that. But in Heart Factors Plus, there is a large amount of nitric oxide, which opens up your cardiovascular system. It keeps your blood pressure where it's supposed to be, keeps blood going to the heart, the brain, muscles, all that good stuff. Heart Factors Plus will help you maintain healthy blood pressure levels, keeps your arteries open and clean, it improves overall circulation, and that's why it helps your brain and your muscles, everything. So, here's what they're offering Chamonix, who produces Heart Factors Plus. I want you to call them at 800-577-8560. And you can do a couple of different things. You can ask for a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus as an added incentive, or you can ask for a three-bottle set of PT9 because they're selling them together. You pay for one, you get free of the other. Most people are calling to order PT9, and then they get the three free bottles of Heart Factors Plus. Either way you want to do it, call 800-577-8560 and order your Heart Factors Plus, and you'll get, just say, would you please send me the three free bottles of PT9. I mean, it's either you can buy PT9 and get three free bottles of Heart Factors Plus, or buy three bottles of Heart Factors Plus and get three bottles of PT9. Get it? 800-577-8560. What commercial is it? Get it, got it, get it done? Oh, that's for Granger. Probably can't get Heart Factors Plus at Granger's, but you can get it directly from the manufacturer. 800-577-8560 for this deal.
When was the last time you took a good look at the condition of your floors? Well, maybe it's time you did. With Lumber Liquidators, they're the flooring experts. All they do is floors, and they care too much to sell anything but the highest quality flooring. Even better, they buy direct from the mills, so you get the absolute largest selection of hardwoods, bamboo, and laminates at the lowest possible prices. Period. End of story. And right now, until February 24th, they've got beautiful hand-scraped hardwood on sale for 10 to 30% off their already low prices, including hand-scraped birch for just $2.69 a square foot. Hand-scraped hardwood has a totally unique look and really shows off the wood's natural perfection. Just gorgeous. If laminate flooring is more your style, they've got high-quality laminate on sale for just 49 cents a square foot. You can't beat that. Well, actually, you can. They've got free samples at your local store and hundreds of stores nationwide. But hurry, this sale ends February 24th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I had crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, played to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belveeta.
Morning win.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgery, stress, frustration. But what if one day could end your suffering for good? Dental implants from Clear Choice can be your permanent solution. We bring your team of doctors and precise technology together in one place so you get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth in just one day. Call Clear Choice for your free consultation at 1-800-574-9997. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
Skip across the record.
Jump up and down on the floor. Right? That what you're saying, Richie?
Yes.
That's what you're alluding to?
For you.
It's a smooth voice, though, don't you think? It's not Sinatra.
Oh. Like, honey, it's dripping.
Really? This is a story worth telling, though, because most people who know Pat Boone can, I don't know if I identify with the story, but
he
remember...
He helped my mom get a reverse mortgage last month.
He's a real big Republican.
Pat Boone is. Yes, he is. Yeah, he is. But because of his actions, on this date in 1997, the Trinity Broadcasting Network, which is a Christian TV network, canceled his gospel music show after he appeared at the American Music Awards in leather and fake tattoos. The network said it received thousands of protest phone calls and letters from its quote-unquote prayer partners. Pat Boone explained that his garb was designed to promote his album in a metal mood, No More Mr. Nice Guy. And it was actually was quite a good album for him. And they had no patience for him or any of his lusty ways. I remember somebody said that. This is just pure lust.
Really? That was right around the time when Paul Anka did his rock record. And we had Paul on. And this was actually very good. His kind of classic takes on the quote, new rock.
And nothing ever gets me down.
Might as well jump.
You got it tough.
Okay, let's move on into our video of the day today, Richie, because there's some audio here that people might find intriguing. The video comes from Jimmy Fallon and The Tonight Show.
This is one of the most classic things I've seen in a long time.
Well, it took a lot of work.
The editing on it is crazy.
Parts of Brian Williams' newscasts. They edited this so that it sounded like Brian Williams was rapping. You got to see the video at DougStephan.com. But here's some of the audio from it. It's very classic and clever.
So it's Rapper's Delight. One of the original great rap songs.
The hippie to the hip hop. You don't stomp the rocket to the bang bang. Boogie say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie, the beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are going to try to groove your feet. See, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I got to bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop. Rock the rhythm that will make your body rock. Well, so far, you heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man, Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out. I'm the CNSMBOP. I'm the Westest
And what's great about it is Brian Williams is sitting there sipping coffee during Lester's performance.
A nightdress to a teen. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad. And dressed so viciously. Everybody go, hotel. What are you going to do today? Comes Captain Mama. Get a line board and get some spanky dry hop. And get no tape. Everybody go, hotel.
I'll spin. Say, if you're a girl starts acting up, then you take her friend.
So not only did they have you find them saying every single word and then pull it and then edit it together, but then they also had to, what do they call it, when they...
Auto-tune
it so that they're actually singing the word in sync.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's a lot of work. This is the kind of stuff.
This is why
really
Fallon
appreciate.
Is the Tonight Show host now.
Yeah. It's the other side of it is that it's just, it's a tribute to people and what they can do with technology today. It's super, 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 super. So you can check it out, video of the day at DougStephan.com.
A system of 6 raised dots you feel with your fingers. It means everything to people who read Braille. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Developed by Louis Braille in 1829, at first you could only read documents that someone cited punched on paper, letter by letter, into raised Braille cells. But now with a refreshable Braille display, Braille readers can read almost any document online. Here's how it works. The device plugs into a USB port and it scans and transcribes flat words into raised dots almost instantly. As your fingers move across the bumpy words, the dots you've already read raise and lower, and more transcribed words appear. And if you want a little help finding things to read, check this out. The Library of Congress has developed an app that helps you access its huge collection on a refreshable Braille reader. Just think of it as your personal librarian. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Mom! Again?
Accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via easy rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offers 2/22/14, exclusive clearance and e-readers. Customers submit easy rebates online. Learn more at StaplesEasyRebates.com. Terms and conditions apply. See cards for details.
How do you know the used car you're getting is good? One you can really trust? Well, start with KBB.com's most trusted car brand, backed by an extensive limited warranty. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. So get going while the getting is good. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details. Based on 2013 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
At the hour, big news in this half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We are actually going to announce the winner, the $1,000 trip given by the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer folks.
From your station that pays to play.
Yeah. Good for you, Jennifer. Well, it does. $1,000, right?
Yeah, take it right now.
$1,000, $1,000 winner. We'll do that in a couple of minutes. Meanwhile, my friend Scott Fredericks, who fancies himself, and accurately so, as someone who understands what it is that piques people's interest, he hosts a program on our station in Billings, Montana, sends me some really good fodder every day for conversation. For example, today's story features the news of a man who's 101 years old who is vying for a congressional seat in Florida.
Good for him.
His name is Joe Newman, trying to start a career in politics by running as a write-in candidate in the 16th Florida Congressional District. He's not running as either a Democrat or a Republican. Told Gretchen Carlson he decided to run after becoming concerned the way Congress is operating. Wow. We should all be running then.
Yep.
Why don't we just all run? Seriously. Let's just run.
I'd do it.
What's the big deal?
And people misunderstand politics so much now.
Well, they don't understand how much money there is in it.
Yeah.
That's really the big problem. It is all this money, my God. It is unbelievable. All right. So let's see what else has got Scott interested. He sent me a story about the public pension system here in California. Taxpayers getting upset with a former sheriff who asked the court for $75,000 more a year in retirement pay on top of his current pension of $276,000 a year. This is a former sheriff. His name is Robert Brooks. He retired in 2011. Salary of $227,000 a year. Today he collects $50,000 a year more than what he was getting paid as the sheriff. And now he's suing for another 75 G's.
G's.
Because it's allowed under the law. Why not? If it, the law says I can have it, I'm going to go get it. That's why people so despise the government. This is it, right?
Well, and people just use it. I mean, they've now figured out everybody's what's in it for me? What's in it for me? How do I get it?
Yeah. 73% of California voters favor moving new public employees into 401ks instead of having them in the state pension. It's called CalPERS. It is the wealthiest retirement system in the world. It has $19 billion in assets. And everybody who, I started a hedge fund with a partner in, how many was it, like 2007, just for everything, the bottom fell out of everything. It was great timing on our part. But one of the first people involved, one of the first outfits involved in, we were managing, got up to about $100 million in assets. And most of it came from either the Texas retirement system or the California retirement system. I think there was like $40 million of money from the CalPERS system being managed in various ways in this particular hedge fund. They have so much money. It's just amazing. And because they haven't got money anymore in California or anyplace else to fund all these retirement programs, they're trying to kick them out and have everybody have their own 401k. Richie, you probably got a 401k. Private industry has 401ks. Jennifer, you got one?
No.
No.
Would you like to help me with one, though? Yeah, you're my employer.
Yeah, yeah. I'll help you with one. Kenny, have you got one?
He's like, here's a Powerball ticket.
No, but I'll get in line right behind Jennifer.
Here's my Powerball ticket.
Uh-huh. All right. Yeah, the Powerball winner. But I don't see a name attached to that yet, did you? Somebody
and
else.
And if they're smart, you never will.
Yeah, that would be
it. Never give my name.
Never know. Uh-uh. Representative Michelle Bachmann is in the news today, according to a story we have for you at DougSteffen.com.
Yeah, she's trending number one on Facebook right now in their trending stories.
Is she?
Yeah.
She thinks Americans are not ready for a female president.
Unless the last name is Clinton.
Well, unless the last name probably with her would be Bachmann.
No, but I mean, she's not ready.
That's what she's trying to set up.
Exactly. I don't think there is a pent-up desire, she told Cal Thomas. If Hillary runs, two things need to be done, she said. Remind people that she's seeking to become commander-in-chief, and remind people how she has operated in the past with these types of responsibilities. What do you think? Mrs.
She's
Clinton,
never been commander-in-chief before.
She has not been commander-in-chief before. No. But do we need to have her? Would people be uncomfortable seriously with a woman as commander-in-chief?
Yeah, I'm sure. There are people that would be uncomfortable with that.
Hmm. Wow. All right, this is for you, Jennifer.
Yes, Dougie.
And for all of the ladies who are interested in eye candy. I was told last night by someone who went to see the latest sort of violent movie from Kevin Costner. Very violent. It's called 3 Days to Kill.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Yeah, it's very violent, but apparently it was worth the effort because of Kevin as eye candy. Kevin Costner as eye candy.
He's okay. You know, here's the thing with Kevin. Mm-hmm. Kevin's an attractive-looking dude.
Yeah.
The problem is the minute he opens his mouth, you just, I mean, he, no. Like, you, he's
Why?
One of those people that needs to keep it shut.
Why?
Because he's so boring. His voice is so boring.
Hmm.
Do you ever think
he
would, like...
he's kind of deadpan.
Oh, my gosh. Hmm. Which, to me, makes me think he wouldn't be very fun in the sack.
Really?
So that's why you just want to look at him, because he's just like, I don't know, he just doesn't seem like he'd be fun at all.
Hmm. Interesting to think of that way. Thank you very much, Jennifer. All right, so thinking
he's
about
saving all of his energy.
Men as eye candy. Another story today at DougSteffen.com focused on the shirtless men who are serving hot coffee without their tops on. In Spokane, Washington, there's a coffee shop.
That should be dangerous.
It's called Hot Cup of Joe. Features an all-male staff of baristas who make coffee to order without their shirts on. I'm surprised the health department.
Okay, when you steam milk, That's got to be tough on your chest, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know. I've never got a
tough man being looked at as a piece of meat.
I know.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to Richie.
I do not
want to be objectified like that.
No. So if you somebody said to you we're going to give you a job as a topless man serving coffee in a coffee shop, you wouldn't take it.
Absolutely, I'd take it. That would be fun.
Oh well, so there you go.
I said I don't want them looking like a piece of meat. I don't want to be objectified.
Well, if you look at the picture, Kenny, what about the picture at Doug7.com? Do they look like meat to you?
No, but.
I think we should probably be pointing that question at Jennifer.
Yeah.
Oh, fine. Yeah. For the good of the show. Let's see. Doug.
Thanks for taking that one for us. Yeah. Appreciate
under
that.
The bus.
I would normally not do this sort of thing, but you know.
The idea apparently was a response to the recent openings of some bikini coffee houses.
You know who's more eye candy for me on the page of Doug7.com?
What?
The U.S. hockey men's players adopting those stray dogs. Ugh. Hot men holding dogs, are you kidding? And they're hockey players to boot? Forget these shirtless coffee makers. They're not much to look at.
All right, so there's that eye candy as well.
Yeah, I would definitely say go for the U.S. hockey team. These hot Joe people aren't so hot.
Hey,
so,
ladies, you get the eye candy.
You see the pictures there?
They have, like, abs and stuff, but they look kind of, like, dirty. I don't know, like Eminem wannabes or something.
Yeah, they don't look too clean to me. They don't do anything for me, but then they're not supposed to do anything for me.
I don't think I'd want them touching my cup of Joe.
Really? Well, they say it's some women have been looking for.
Right.
So. Yeah,
nothing says something I want to do in the morning like having to wait in line at the coffee shop and then having some sweaty, oiled up man drip over all of his man grease into my latte. Give me a break.
Man grease?
You can keep it.
Would you tip him a dollar?
No, I wouldn't tip him. I never tip at the coffee shop. Is that sad? I guess I should start doing that. It makes me seem cheap.
All right, so this is sort of from the same page, although it's not the same quality. The fellas who want to make a T-shirt for me down in El Paso, Richie? Or actually,
yeah, Bob
for the
in El Paso.
What does he want to do?
He wants to take the song and do a play on the song, Don't It Turn Your Brown Eyes Blue, and say, I can make your blue eyes brown and you can help, too, and put a picture of one of your cows on it.
Sweet. That's a good idea. Why not? Another help. Helping
donation, you get a nice little shirt.
Yeah. EastleyFarm.com. No, we're doing it at the Facebook page. Yeah. EastleyFarm.com. Oh, say it again, Doug. Facebook.com/EastleyFarm.com. Here's the story about a mother who is upset about indecent T-shirts on display at a mall in Utah. She found out quickly the way to remove these T-shirts was to buy them all. She didn't like them, so she bought them all. She and her son were shopping at the University Mall about 40 miles south of Salt Lake City. She saw these shirts in the window of a store featuring pictures of scantily dressed models. Who's your what?
Go ahead.
She said she complained about the window display to the manager, was told the T-shirts couldn't be taken down without the approval from the corporate office. So she bought all 19 of them, paid $567 for all of them. She's going to return them later toward the end of the 60-day return period. She bought them all so that the kids walking by would not be offended, right?
And within a week, they will have a new shipment in.
Yep. Look at how positive you are. They call up
them every week.
They call the main office, and they say, wow, these things are selling hotcakes. You better send us some more.
Send us twice as many.
Yeah.
Please.
All right, in a moment, the winner of the $1,000 Exogen temporal scanner trip. We have all of these things have been posted. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. We told you earlier in the week there was going to be the winning tip will be announced on Friday, so that's what we're going to do. And we'll tell you who the winner is and what the winner is going to get. I think we already know that was the whole idea. $1,000 getaway from Exogen temporal scanner thermometers. Find out who the winner is in just a moment here on Good Day.
your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Chorabi, consumer finance experts. We all make New Year's resolutions. Keeping them is the hardest part. Lose weight, save money, exercise more, all are good goals, but often it's hard to stick with the program. Make this year different by considering options to help you stay on track with your resolutions, particularly your financial resolutions. Farnoosh Chorabi, consumer finance expert.
Staying on top of finances isn't always easy, but the right discipline and encouragement can help you stick with your New Year's resolution to manage money more effectively. For example, with the Bank AmeriCard Better Balance Rewards credit card, customers earn $25 per quarter for paying more than their monthly minimum and paying on time. The cash is automatically credited to your card balance, so you can use it to offset future costs. For consumers to pay off their balances over time, a reward of up to $120 a year might be enough to make a financial New Year's resolution pay off.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Taking a look at the condition of your floors lately? Well, now through February 24th, Lumber Liquidators has beautiful hand-scraped hardwood on sale for 10 to 30% off their already low prices, including hand-scraped birch for just $2.69 a square foot. Hand-scraped hardwood really shows off the wood's natural perfection. Just gorgeous. If laminate flooring is more your style, they've got high-quality laminate on sale for just 49 cents a square foot. But hurry, this sale ends February 24th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
This portion of the program brought to you in part by the folks at Exergen, with the Exergen temporal scanner thermometers being the hot item this winter. This is the most accurate way to read your temperature, and in association with the folks at Exergen, as they promote their temporal scanner thermometer, we've been running a contest. Actually, it's sort of a dovetail contest. We've had a lot of the mothers and fathers and grandparents send in these tips in order to keep yourself healthy during the cold weather months. How do you do that with colds and flus around as they are? We've got some great, great tips. So it's our pleasure, after we've given away all of these blankets and thermometers over the past couple of months, to give you the information on the $1,000 winner of a getaway vacation.
Big deal. This is $1,000.
$1,000 trip.
Nice.
All right, so Kenny, who is our lucky winner?
The winner is Linda. Oh, sorry.
Right. Thanks,
I feel like it might be someone named Linda.
Linda.
Linda Fullerton of Tustin, Michigan.
Yay!
Oh, what's her tip? Do you have her tip handy by?
I do. She had told us that her grandfather was a physician. He always kept windows open in the winter because fresh air through the house was best. When people say cold causes you to be sick, he always answered, then how can there be Eskimos?
Right.
And I'm sure she'll use that $1,000 maybe to escape some of the cold in Michigan, too, right now.
Well, she can go anywhere she wants for $1,000. It's a good deal. So congratulations again. We'll post that winner up on our Facebook page. And thanks to all of you who've contributed to this contest over the course of the last 2.5 months. Lots of people have learned a lot of things. And I think we keep those posts up there for a while, Kenny. Or what are we doing with all those posts?
Oh, yeah. Facebook's posts stay up there forever.
All right. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, where you can see where the tips are, because there's still another month of weather to deal with all of this stuff. And don't forget, when you're on Facebook.com, you can check out some of the pictures from the incidents at the farm this weekend, Good Day, this past week. 51 after on Good Day.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Junior Reed from the movie Office Space called Big Boss Man. That's me, huh? I'm the Big Boss Man.
You are.
Number one movie this week in 1999. So it's the 15th anniversary of the movie Office Space. I do not remember this movie at all. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. What's the story? Do you remember this movie, Chucker?
I just saw it on cable one time. I believe Jennifer Aniston has a part in it.
Really?
It has a cult following, that I know.
Why?
I don't know. It just does.
I mean, I think of cult followings. I think of, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, Bill and Ted, that kind of stuff. This is a cult movie?
This is kind of
a smaller version, but...
Yeah. All right, so we have how many movies coming out this weekend?
We have two films. One is 3 Days to Kill with actor Kevin Costner, in which he plays a international spy slash family man. Now, reviews are more negative than positive, but they don't make movies like this to please critics. They're done to primarily please audiences. Costner, in my opinion, the guy's still a movie star, and he's become a real good supporting character actor in his 50s. If you look at his work in as Jonathan Kent in the Superman movie Man of Steel, he elevated that movie to a much higher level. I think he's a fantastic actor.
I've been told he's eye candy.
He's what?
I've been told he's eye candy. The reference to him as an actor.
I would say he's a good-looking man. He's still a good-looking man in the 50s. He was a great-looking man in the 30s and 40s, but he's still a good-looking man in his 50s.
Right.
Also opening this weekend is Pompeii, which is being described as Gladiator meets the end of the world. It's directed by Paul W. Anderson, who did the Resident Evil movies, more of a B-movie. Keith Sutherland has a supporting part in this movie. But my prediction, the Lego movie will still be the number one movie for
it. So what's this movie? Kiefer has a role in it? What kind of a movie is it?
It's like a medieval, it's like a Gladiator meets the end of the world. I believe it takes place hundreds and hundreds of years ago. The trailers look like just a CGI mess. It's being sold as a disaster film primarily, but from what I read, there's a love story interacted and intertwined in a big disaster type movie. But overall, it's a B movie. So. Beware. Now, movie news of interest, actor Will Smith reportedly close to signing on to star in a sci-fi film titled Brilliance, which is being described as Zero Dark Thirty meets X-Men, takes place in a futuristic world where Smith's character is born with a high intelligence and uses that to battle terror.
Is he still not going to Independence Day, the remake, yet? Because he hadn't figured that out, that was a good move for him yet?
From all reports is that he passed on doing Independence Day 2, which starts shooting sometime this year. I'm a little surprised at that, but that's the fact. One other bit of news, Marvel Entertainment reportedly meeting with directors for a big screen version of the superhero character Doctor Strange. I'm not that familiar with that character, but make no mistake, superhero movies are not going to die out anytime soon. Yesterday, Fox announced casting for a reboot of Fantastic Four. Michael B. Jordan, who starred in the movie Fruitvale Station, is going to play the Human Torch. And Kate Mara, who is a pretty decent actress, is going to play Invisible Girl. So that trend's going to continue.
Why do you have to have an actress play Invisible Girl? Why do you have to have an actress do that?
Because she's also human, so you do need an actress. And one other thing, the Entourage movie is currently filming. The entire cast of the HBO series has returned. That's going to be out sometime next year.
That'll be good. Looking forward to that. Okay, so let's go back to Big Boss Man. We have a couple of clips from the movie. Here, two of the characters talk about a famous singer who has the same name as one of them.
Yeah, well, at least your name isn't Michael Bolton.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that name.
There was nothing wrong with it until I was about 12 years old and that no-talent clown became famous and started winning Grammys.
Why don't you just go by Mike instead of Michael?
No way. Why should I change? He's the one who sucks.
There we go. Maybe that's why it's a cult movie.
Exactly, with that type of dialogue. Exactly.
All right, so here's another cut. Featuring Gary Cole as the boss, Regina.
If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great.
Every boss I ever had.
Yeah.
Cole is the actor who played Brady in the Brady Bunch movies.
Wait a minute. Is that me too, Kenny?
No, every office job I ever had.
There you go. Good day, Ken.
Too, doodly.
I believe you have my stapler.
Uh-huh. All right, so anyway, there's some fun with that. By the way, this is the anniversary of The Boiler Room with Ben Affleck and Vin Diesel. You remember that movie, Chucker?
Yeah, I love that movie. It's, I believe, coming out on Blu-ray, special edition. Yeah, it's a great film.
Is it really?
The
Whole Nine Yards came out this weekend in 2000 with Bruce Willis and Matthew Perry.
That is a great movie.
Is it a good movie?
Yes.
All right, boys. 59 after on Good Day. Thanks, Chucker.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.